Okay. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting, open teleconference of today, Friday, January 22nd. And it's now 8:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This meeting will be followed by a closed session immediately. And I'm calling the meeting to order now. And Richard, our secretary, will call the roll.
Okay. Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner? Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Joe, okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
John O'Brien?
He will be late.
Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Rico Ross? George Ryder?
Here.
Sandra Rollin? Wendy Srell?
Here.
Susan Young?
Here, did you hear?
That Susan?
Yes.
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yeah, you know, you're kind of down in a well somewhere, but welcome. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Thank you. Carolyn Burton?
Here.
Thank you. Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross?
Here.
Thank you. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? A.C. Bird?
Here.
Thank you. Lizette King?
Yes.
Thank you. Billy Ray Edwards?
Here.
Thank you. David Beaton? Sophia Wangaza? Anybody come in while I was calling names?
Arlene is here.
Okay, Arlene. Yeah, I need to start being sure to call you guys. Arlene?
Yeah.
Ricardo?
Yeah. Andrea is here.
Andrea, got you. Thank you.
Did you hear LaVarn?
LaVarn is here.
Okay, hi, LaVarn. Ricardo? He's here, isn't he?
Yes, I'm here.
There you are. Hey, Madam Chair, I think you have a quorum, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Richard. Okay, Sean is going to be late, and he's going to be calling in from a friend's house. So would somebody else be willing to be the timekeeper tonight?
I'll do it, Grace. George?
Oh, thanks, George. Okay, so we do have we have one set of minutes to review tonight. Is that correct, Richard? I think we only have one set, right?
Should, yes. It's September 13th.
Okay. So I'd like to know if there are any corrections to this set of minutes. I don't have it in front of me yet. Sorry. Okay, I have it now. It was about, let's see.
Hello?
Yes, is that Ifea?
Yes, hi.
Hi. You know, this is a very short set of minutes.
Got you, Ifea.
You can look it over pretty easily. There was very little, I don't think any motions were passed in this meeting. I would entertain a motion to approve this set of minutes.
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to approving the minutes for the open session of September 13, 2009? Hearing none, we'll move on with the rest of the agenda as soon as I retrieve it. Okay. All right. So we already took care of the restructuring motion. And the next thing is, did we ever get to acknowledgments? I think we got to that at the first meeting.
No, we didn't. We skipped it.
Oh, okay. So we're up to acknowledgments then. Does anyone have an acknowledgment?
Sherry.
Yeah, I have several, actually.
Okay. So I think George piped in there first and then Sherry.
I was in New York in late December and early January and had a chance to hear BAI's local news program. And I thought it was excellent. The topics were things that that mattered to people. The analysis was, you know, in depth. The people who were talking about it knew what they were talking about it and said it clearly. It was just a terrific show, and I want to acknowledge that. I also must say that I've heard Amy Goodman's first show on Haiti, and I thought it was also extraordinary in. Particularly in the context of what else goes on, in that it made clear what the history was, it made clear the role of the United States in the economic disaster that's there and in the political disaster as well. Filled in the background, knowledgeable people. Again, terrific show. Wanted to acknowledge that.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks.
Sean's on the call.
Hi, Sean. Thanks very much, George. Sherry is next.
Yes, I actually wanted, first of all, acknowledge the people of Haiti. They have been through enormous crises, some of them by acts of nature, some of them by acts of the United States in their own history, the French as well. So I wanted to acknowledge them. I wanted to acknowledge Lem Riggio for immediately jumping on the Haiti issue, requesting and receiving a waiver from the FCC, and then helping to produce a full day of fundraising on behalf of the relief project, namely Doctors Without Borders, and I forget the other recipient of our money, and raising in excess of $130,000 for those organizations and for the relief effort to benefit the people of Haiti. I want to acknowledge Bonnie Simmons, who is leaving the board. It's been a pleasure to work with her. She has a long and glorious history in music and radio. She has been selected to be the new executive director of the Bill Graham Foundation. I congratulate her on that selection, and I wish her much luck in promoting all of the wonderful values of that foundation. And I also wanted to acknowledge Arlene Engelhardt, who in her very brief tenure has brought an extremely positive attitude to Pacifica. She appears to be a workaholic, has an outgoing message, or left me a message that she was accepting calls late in the night, which completely terrified me, that it's more than a 24/7 operation. But I really just thank you for your attitude and can-do, your positive attitude and your can-do energy. It was much needed at Pacifica, and that's it.
Can I add, thank you, and that I just got an email from Lem that KPFA is up to 141,000. They think they might make 150 this weekend.
Wow,
great.
That's wonderful.
Woo.
Jamie?
Okay, Jamie, I think you're next.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to take a minute to acknowledge members of this board that are staying on for the next year. That's Joe, Andrea, Rico, Sean, Leslie, George, Afia, Kathy, and Nia. So you guys are going to be the the wise ones over the next year. So I thank you for taking on this task for one more year, and I urge you to carry on your duties with good judgment and wisdom.
Well, thank you, Jamie.
And this is Leslie. I have an acknowledgement. I'd like to recognize all of our departing members and thank them for their service. I especially want to acknowledge one of our departing members, Sherry Gendelman, who served this body as chair through tough times and always did so with the best interest and the goodwill of Pacifica in her heart. And to all of you, it's been quite a ride this year. It's been a pleasure getting to know all of you who are departing, and I'm sure we will cross paths in the year to come. Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie.
Bonnie,
anyone else like to make an
account? Yeah, Bonnie, just that.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
And Andrea, afterwards.
Okay. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yeah, I just wanted to second what almost everyone has said, actually. excuse me. And especially about the Haiti relief effort at KPFA. I was not on the day that we were actually doing the major fundraising on Wednesday, but we are continuing to take web pledges through the 25th. And I, from being on the air last night, it was so heartening to see that many people responding and the depth in which they were responding and the amount of money that people were able to give in these really tough times. And it was just very heartening to me to remember the magic and necessity of radio. And the only thing I would say in leaving the board and leaving the governance system over the past 6 years that I've been involved in it is that I hope that the board will itself remember the importance of the radio stations and try to come to things from radio first.
Thank you, Bonnie. Andrea is next.
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge KPFA's staff in taking up the banner to raise funds for the Andrea Lewis fund drive in order to help further educate youngsters in regards to radio and journalism, and so I wish them luck in their efforts in trying to do that this upcoming weekend. Also, I appreciate the chance to serve again with board members, and I'm looking forward to that, and the opportunity of having ongoing advice and conversation from those who are leaving the board. So don't think that you're really leaving the PMB. We who remain will rely on heavily to give us guidance and input. There's something for everyone to do, and you still have something else to do, all of you. So looking forward to serving. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrea. We're at the end of the stack. Would anyone else like to make an acknowledgement?
Yes, this is Susan.
Okay, Susan, go ahead.
Great. I'd like to acknowledge all of the local station board members who ran for the PNB. And I think that, you know, there were some very fine candidates, and I am extremely optimistic about the abilities of this incoming board to do a lot of good work and build on and you know the accomplishments this year. I'd also like to thank those who have served, particularly for more than 1 year. You all are incredibly dedicated. I have a small sense of the time, the patience, the passion, the commitment that it is required. And so I thank you all for that. I also would like to acknowledge Arlene, LaVarne, and Ricardo for quickly engaging in addressing what had become was, you know, I'm not going to mention what, but issues raised by the auditor, and to come up with a very thoughtfully crafted approach to restructuring our financial management, working with the GMs, receiving input, talking to the auditor, and I feel a lot of gratitude that this very important step has been taken. So thank you, everybody.
And you are past 5 minutes, Grace.
Okay.
So can I make an acknowledgement?
Yeah, me too, Wendy, real quick. Come on.
Okay. Is there a... I think we want to do a few more minutes. Is that okay with everyone? All right, go ahead, Billy Ray.
I just want to acknowledge this board, this outgoing board, as an outgoing member. I just want to say to you all, thank you for sitting Pacifica in the direction of a network. Thank you.
Thank you, too, Billy Ray. And Wendy?
I'm enjoying this love fest. This is a nice change. I just want, we've done this a couple of times before, but on this actually outgoing, I guess this is probably the last meeting of this board, thank Grace again for kind of putting all these wheels in motion to get the progress that we have gotten this year, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. All right, since we're out of time, we'll move on with the rest of the agenda. And the next thing we have is the Executive Director Report and Q&A. Arlene?
Well, just continuing work on, you know, the same issues, mainly fiscal. Glad to have Laverne back in the office so that I can begin to piece together really where we are. And that's still going to take a few more weeks before I really get a feel for it. But to me, that is the most important thing that has to happen at this moment. I've been extremely gratified to see the tremendous response from our Pacifica stations and also from some of the affiliate stations, including my home station, WMNF, to the Haiti crisis, both in terms of coverage on the air and in terms of fundraising for the effort. I think that that bespeaks to the real spirit of Pacifica and something that we should all take to heart and remember. And the person who earlier mentioned, I believe it was Bonnie, the importance of radio and remembering radio for what it is, you know, that's what we're about. And that's why we have to continue this, I don't even want to call it a struggle, but making sure that we deliver the kind of content and the kind of information and the kind of actions that our listeners need from us. I am happy to welcome Lynn back to the office after her vacation, which wasn't much of a vacation. She kept working while she was gone via computer, but her time in the Philippines, and we'll be glad to have the whole financial team here once we come back from Washington and able to sit down and really do some crunching of numbers and some long-range planning. I continue to investigate some, you know, serious problems in our that have been referred to earlier in our operation, and to work with work on figuring out what is the best course of action, because there have been some serious actions that have occurred within our family, I guess I'll say. I'd like to also, I think you all should have gotten the notice about the CPB funds that were sent out. They have been sent to the stations. That was definitely a much needed boost, and we're very grateful that there were stimulus funds that were made available. I've been working with Tony Riddle to work on some development issues, and hopefully he's working on a grant that could be used as matching for the Leonard funds, and could also, the Leonard funds could turn into matching for the grant, so that could be a pretty exciting development there. And then, of course, planning for the meeting in Washington. So time has definitely been very busy here.
Okay. We have some time left on this item for Q&A. Does anyone have a question for Arlene?
Yes, Sean.
Okay, go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Arlene, how are you this evening, first of all?
Good, thank you.
Okay, and as you know from our brief conversation the other day, I told you that there was some staff at KPFK that had raised concerns about our fiscal responsibility motion, and I was wondering, what are you hearing all across the network in regards to that?
To be perfectly honest, that is the only, you know, you and one other person from your station are the only two responses other than a few board members, you know, expressing thanks or that kind of thing since the meeting the other night.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
We definitely have a lot of work to do, and one of the ways that I'm attempting to help us implement that is I will obviously be visiting Washington next week, and so I'll be attending an LSB meeting there. From there, I'm going to New York, and I'll be at least meeting with aspects of the LSB there, if not with a whole board. I'm not sure that they're able to schedule an actual official LSB meeting. And then I'm going to cut through Tampa on the way back, but I will be out in Los Angeles for their February board meeting and working with them on that, too. The important thing, I think, for everyone to remember is that there will be an account for each station, and the money that goes into that station is meant, I mean, that goes into that account is meant for that station's functioning. The thing that concerns me as I'm looking at our completed budget is that I'm questioning whether we've been realistic about some of the income that we're expecting for the next year, and so I'm expecting to have to come back and make some recommendations as we get a lot more analysis. But the other side of that is stations that are performing very well and perhaps beyond what we budgeted. You know, if they're bringing in money that's more than providing for their budgeted amounts and they have some needs that they wish to fund, that is just a matter of us negotiating it between us, saying, sure, we can transfer that money over. But what hopefully we will be stopping is people looking at the bank account and thinking, oh, we've got enough money to go ahead and write a check for this, even though it's not in the budget, and then coming up short for the next payroll. Those are the kind of things that we can't tolerate.
Right. And also, there's been concern for quite a while about our national office. When do you think we're going to be able to get that fully staffed? Or have you given that any thought? I know you're, you know.
What do you mean by fully staffed?
Well, that there is. Many people consider the national office to be understaffed, and that is part of the problem.
It probably is, but at least for this year, I'm expecting to operate with the staff that is here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a pretty hard line at any expansion of staff in areas because we really don't have money. And I think that's the fact that we have to, you know, come to grips with. And so we have to find ways to deal. We don't have reserves to draw on. That's part of the issue, too. So it's not like we can say, oh, next year is going to be better, so we can go ahead and spend, you know, this extra money that's in the bank. We don't have a lot of extra money in the bank. So it's going to take all of us working together to operate at a somewhat limited level, perhaps this year, in order to hopefully begin a real recovery going forward. But I think we can do what we have to do at the national office, you know, with the staff that we have. I am going to be recommending that we make the HR position a permanent position, which it's not showing at this moment on the salary line, but it's still showing in the expenses for the national office, and so it's just a matter of transferring some funds around. But other than that, I'm not recommending any increases in our staff, even though we could use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Arlene? Going once?
I don't believe it.
Going. Any other questions? Okay.
Direction as a network.
Okay. Is there a question there, Billy Ray?
No, just a sarcastic comment.
Okay. All right. So then, if that's the case, we'll go on to the CFO report. LaVorne?
Hi, yeah, I'm here. Thank you. First, I'd like to say I was in and out when the acknowledgments were done, but I would like to absolutely congratulate and Lim-Lim, Regio, and KPFA in terms of moving ahead for the fundraising and getting the approval for the exception from FCC, and which was handled by Kriegler, our FCC attorney. So that is really tremendous. It shows in terms of Pacifica's mission to really demonstrate our commitment to the mission by raising these funds and having them dedicated to those organizations, Doctors Without Borders. And that, again, this is what we are looking at in terms of moving forward for Pacifica to have a brand that is not one that's that we have read about in the newspapers over the past year, that this is what Pacifica is about. And also would like to congratulate the WBAI staff who's also broadcasting the worldwide event tonight on WBAI. So would like to thank them for, as I've told them, being there in New York City, you know, the world media, the capital or the world media, that they're able to connect with the various other media outlets there and to really put WBAI on the forefront and as a partner and also as in terms of the progressive community in the forefront of presenting information, education, and just being able to collaborate on that level in New York. So that's certainly beautiful, and that's really wonderful. And, again, it shows that Pacifica is looking outward, looking forward as we move on. And I'd like to congratulate, welcome Arlene, and congratulate Grace also, who, after bringing me on, and along with the board, that we have really gone through a lot of trials this year to keep us whole and to keep us as a foundation to allow us to do the things that have happened over the past week. And just the other thing, just a little quickly political thing on my part, is that in this crippling event that happened in the Caribbean on the island of Haiti, that what it has allowed is for the U.S. Right wing to actually let everyone know that their issue with Haiti is the revolution 200 years ago with Toussaint Louverture. And I think that is priceless for people to hear that and to know that, because people don't want to believe that, but it was said. So that's good. So to moving forward, you know, as that's kind of like a little boost to make us all understand that crimes that were committed, you know, they're never to be defined as a crime. It's just to be, you know, the redress of the crime is the crime versus the crime itself. So, but anyway, so on the budget, back to budget. So I would like to thank Jamie for caring for the finance, the chair in the finance committee, and trying to move on the budget, and with all of our changes and my dual responsibilities, we do have budgets, and I sent out the consolidated budget, and this was basically what we had worked on all year, was to be able to produce this consolidated budget from the individual, from the each station and unit budget. So I sent that out as a preliminary. The sheets that you would need to look at are just the budget sheets, not the cash flow sheets, because some of the corrections we've done was based on the payroll in the national office, which I corrected and I have in the preliminary budget. And the other thing is I also included, the payroll for the national office there. I just would like to remind everyone that all of this is confidential, and that we do, and as I said in the when I sent it out, and also as Arlene said, that right now the surplus is not what I would expect. It's much too high, and we will address that by looking at the revenue, particularly where we were trying to put in revenue for, like at BAI, that we can show that as potentially as an opportunity to the budget versus putting those revenue numbers in the budget. And we have had our experience with ComNet, and it is not as much of an opportunity as we were thought it to be based on the numbers that we had seen. So again, we have this preliminary budget. What we'll do is over the week is to work with the general managers where we can see that there perhaps would be an overreach in terms of revenue projection, and to actually bring those down somewhat, and then to have the budget, the final one, to present at the PNB meeting. But again, basically my expectations are that we will have a very, very, very small surplus on this budget, and that where we had projected higher numbers on revenue, we'll just present those as opportunities to the budget versus as a budget number. And again, it's been in terms of thank you, Sean, for making the point about in terms of support in the national office. And as Arlene has given the directions that what we really have to do, and also around the network, particularly with the new finance motion, is to really look at the strengths and the weaknesses of the personnel and the positions and what we're asking for, and try to make the best decision there. Because, you know, each group member has to be, or as the whole saying is, you know, you're as strong as your weakest link or whatever. So that's what we really, really will have to address as we move forward. And as I said before, I really would like to have a finance meeting at the next meeting after the DC meeting, so that we can really move into not only reviewing our progress this year against budget in terms of having concrete plans and how we're doing on the budget, but also to start looking at the 2011 budget and a budget that goes out 18 to 24 months versus this 12-month budget that we have here. So I'm back in Berkeley, and I'm getting the flu again, so I'm having the chills and stuff, so hopefully I won't be sick by the end of next week. But that's what happens when you get your body and you hurl it across three time zones in a little silver bullet capsule and not getting any sleep. But that's what I'm doing now.
Okay. Are there any questions for LaVarne?
Jamie?
Yeah, and AC.
Okay, Jamie first.
Yeah, LaVarne, if I understood you correctly, you said that the ComNet income you expected for BAI wasn't as much, it's not coming in as you thought it would?
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay.
How much off?
I can't really tell you, because we wanted to do it again. But first of all, I can just tell you that my costs now are more like 45% of what I've received. So that right there is an issue.
Oh, so you have to pay them before you get the money kind of thing?
No. I have given the sheets with credit cards, and we have gotten checks into the office, and we are inputting the credit card, no, and then you pay them later. No, they don't make you pay up front, no.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Sure.
Can I go now?
Yes.
Yes, the people at PFW are very concerned because of the fact that we were so late in getting anything done around the budget. Do you have a budget for PFW? Does PFW have a budget? That's number one.
It's in the sheet that was sent. There's a tab. Oh, and the sheet that I sent, the Pacifica consolidated budget, and at this point I just should have sent the budget sheets, because the cash sheets still have to be adjusted. But so what we're looking at now is the consolidated budget sheet and the budget. There's a budget for each station there.
I will pull it up, open it, and tell you where to look. It should be there. Yeah, it's. Do you have the sheet open, AC?
I'm not at the computer at the moment, but I'll write it down.
There's a sheet on there that says WPFW budget.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Is there anything else, AC?
Yeah, I just wanted to also address this to both Levon and to Arlene. There was a number of questions mentioned a few days ago at PFW. Central question roll around who's going to control patients' money when they get into the national bank. And was there going to be a manager set up to do that? And a lot of people are thinking about what happened in 2002. And that was, you know, when there was a sort of loose control, to say the least, of the budget that was managed by on the national level. And so they want to know, how is it going to be managed, number one? And what role do you expect from the LSBs in assisting in managing those budgets, and what is going to be the framework for understanding that role be in terms of the not only the general manager but others who are connected, people who represent the LSB in terms of the financial committees. You know, the treasurer and other groups that are there. How does that fit into play? I'm sure that
Can you respond? Oops, sorry.
Yeah, that's
great.
It.
Yeah, Arlene, sure.
Okay. Basically, the way that those accounts will work is that there will be designated people in the national office who will have signing power on those accounts. I'm assuming that will be the CFO, and it will take two signatures to do anything, to move anything, or who can transfer funds. But that will be the CFO, myself, and possibly one other person in this office. The local station will have complete viewing of that income account, and they can designate who the right people to view it should be. I would assume it would be their general manager, their finance person on staff, and their treasurer. Maybe they may designate one or two others. Those people can look at that account at any time. They can raise any issues if they have concerns, etc. The operating account, the LSB, or not the LSB, but the local, the station, will have complete control over. They will determine what checks to write. The money will be transferred in there at the beginning of the month. There will also be that contingency fund in that account, and it's up to them to determine what is the appropriate way to spend that money. We will have monitoring rights on that, and we'll reconcile that account at this end, but they'll be totally controlling that side of it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next is Lizette.
Thank you. Arlene, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you, Lizette?
Very well. I want you to be very practical with this setup. I mean, I don't trust it either, and it's amazing that AC and I should be on the same side, but I think we'll differ on this. Can you demonstrate to us how the setup we have set in place now would prevent a situation where the station's money is being spent without the LSB authorizing it? How would this stop that?
Well, first of all, the only way that money will be spent, in quotes, from the revenue, you know, the revenue accounts, is that money will be transferred into the station operating accounts. So, consequently, that is not going to be, those are not accounts that checks will be written on.
Who will write the checks?
The other control on it is that the station is going to be watching that account very closely, or at least if I were a local station, I'd be watching it very closely. And because there are four representatives from each station on the PNB, there are representatives on the Finance Committee, there are representatives on the Audit Committee, the people in this office had damn well better not mess it up, or they're liable.
Chair?
This time, Grace.
One other follow-up question, Lizette, and then we have to move
sure.
on to the agenda. Go ahead.
Arlene's explanation
yes.
does not give me much hope that the same thing will not happen again, because it hasn't changed anything. The LSB does not necessarily have any power to monitor that money.
This is LaVarne. I understand your concerns, and I understand, you know, like AC had said, too, in terms of the history. So I think that what that will require is that at the PNB meeting, we will try to call Ken Juni, our Chase guy, and have him actually lay it, you know, to our, we've already done it. In fact, I have a flow chart, and we will just present that, the details, the way we believe it will happen. But in terms of, I hear your concern about in terms of the LSB or here in the national office in terms of knowing exactly what funds are out there and what checking accounts are out there. And we know that where we have a relationship that the bank will not allow a checking account to be open other than through the national office, because I think that was the question that was kind of like part of this thing too. So, but, you know, whether there are some trust accounts out there with some funds in it, you know, again, it's Arlene is the executive director, and, you know, we do have an auditor. And that all of those things, you know, we can't say something that untoward would happen, because we don't know that. But at least the process that we're outlining, I think it's what you require is an outline, a flow chart of exactly what we're saying. And then we can look at where there are possible areas where it could be, things could be compromised. And we can just outline those and know that that's what we'll always check for.
And the other piece of it is that the fiduciary responsibility for the funds of Pacifica, and that includes all five stations, the archives, the national office, and any other funds that may be involved, is the responsibility of the PNB. And
right.
one of the problems that we've been having is that that information is not reaching the national office. And so we've been spending far more energy on trying to get information that we frequently never get, and then we find out from the auditor that something has gone astray. We want to prevent that from happening. And so consequently, the PNB through the, I would assume, the Finance Committee, but also to some degree through the Audit Committee and the auditor and the local stations will be monitoring these funds very closely. So there'll actually be a lot more sets of eyes looking at what's happening than has happened in the past.
Billy Ray on the stack.
Sean on the stack.
Jim on the stack.
We're out of time for this agenda item. So
I move that we extend for 5 minutes.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
It's great.
I just like for Sean to consider it for 10 minutes. Just like for Sean to consider it for 10 minutes rather than 5. No objection.
Okay, is there a...
Grace, this is Jamie. I have a point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
What is the agenda? We need to get to the budgets that we've brought forward, right? When will that happen?
In the Finance Committee agenda item.
Is that next after this?
There are a few things. It's on the agenda. It's let me see. It's pretty soon after this.
Okay, because that takes some time. you need to leave some time for that. I mean,
I understand that. If you think that we should do that, then vote against the extension of time. Is there a second for AC's substitute motion to extend by 10 minutes instead of 5?
Second.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this Q&A for 10 minutes? Hearing none, we'll move on to, I believe it was it George? And then Billy
no,
Ray
I,
and Sean?
Sean,
no,
yeah.
Not on the stack at all.
Oh, okay.
It's Billy Ray and Sean.
Billy Ray?
Yep. Jim?
Go ahead.
Oh, and Jim, that was who we left off.
Okay, Jim. Jim is first because I think Billy Ray already asked a question. Maybe not. Billy Ray, let me take Billy Ray. He was first. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. You know, it's interesting that, you know, the conversation revolves around the move to make this a network and organizing the finances of this network. And I'm glad that Arlene laid out the responsibilities, you know, for this network. But she did not mention that same responsibility not only goes toward finance, but it also goes toward programming.
That's on my list too, Billy Ray. It just will probably be a couple of months before it's taking a great deal of my time and recommendation.
Thank you.
Okay, Sean. I'm sorry, Billy Ray. I'm Jim. I think is first before
yeah.
Sean.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think the concern that's happening within WPFW is not. There's no clear line of responsibility for the LSB in terms of how it can assist in monitoring the funds. So there's a real concern about how the LSB functions without having specific information as to what they're dealing with and how they're working. So in this case, we're looking at a procedure that is controlling our funds, a system of controlling our funds, but we don't know what our responsibility is in regard to that whole process.
First of all, I don't believe that if you look at the bylaws, that there is a defined responsibility for the LSB there. So it's a matter, I think, of the LSB coming back to their station and saying, you know, we want to participate in this way and this way. And the LSB obviously does participate by having membership on the Finance Committee, the Audit Committee, and 4 members on the Pacifica National Board.
George Stack.
Thank you, Arlene. Next is Sean and then George.
Yeah, Lavarne, I'm going to aim this at you, and then if our executive director wants to chime in, please do. You know, the motion we passed the other night, I consider that a starting point because it doesn't deal with a number of other material weaknesses that we have or that the auditor pointed out. The two that popped to mind are lack of uniformed accounting procedures and then also our less than adequate purchasing practices. What can you make a suggestion or an idea of how we can bring about across the network those kind of uniformed accounting practices and purchasing practices? And do you think it'll take more motions and work on this body? And finally, as we do this, will you be talking to the local bodies? Because I think that was one of the concerns that people on my staff were concerned about is that it appeared that we rushed this through and we didn't really consult with the local LSBs.
Thank you, Sean. I think that that we do need to roll this out. I mean, this is in terms of the management letter. the auditor has outlined our deficiencies, and if we want to really get to be a professional organization, we need to lay out a plan to make each one of these, to incorporate each one of these improving on these and putting it in our process. So, you know, in terms of what is the time that it will take to actually roll these things out, which, of course, are many of the things that we've been talking about for the last 10 years. So, you know, what we need to do, again, is we'll start here, but we need to get a meeting with all of the finance, the business managers, you know, the whole procedures manual we need to update. We need to actually get each one of the business managers in terms of looking at, you know, what their skill levels are, the responsibilities of the business managers, you know, if they can deliver those. And then we just need to basically look at the personnel to make sure that they can deliver the requirements of this network in terms of the way we have it set up. And then the other part, which is, of course, very important, in fact, that's how I was introduced to the network, is through the governing bodies, through the LSB. So then we do need to know that communication in terms of reporting needs of the treasurers and what those treasurers' responsibilities, all those things need to be communicated, and the business manager will need to fulfill those requirements too. So again, you know, we are starting here and now in terms of outlining, trying to get these improvements in place, including the motion on the bank statements. But the other areas, like you're saying, of purchasing, the other areas in terms of the policies and procedures manual, you know, the job requirements of this business manager or any support, we need to lay those out. We need to make sure that the personnel is in place that can deliver those, and how they can work with the national office, so the national office is not duplicating or is not really doing a lot of the work that really the business manager needs to do. And I think that we have gone a long way in terms of understanding what those issues are right now, and it's just a matter of addressing those issues. But we are talking about this on the phone. We passed the motion in the National Finance Committee. But again, the next BNB meeting, we really, really need a finance meeting, and who can attend based on funds. We'll just have to determine that. But we do need this meeting so we can roll out a timeline for correcting all of these deficiencies. And we absolutely. I mean, in order for me to survive as a CFO, those things have to be incorporated into our process. We have to get the buy-in. We have to define the LSB role, as Lou said, and Sean have said, I believe AC2 have said. So I hear what you're saying, but we do need to get, we can start with the virtual meetings, you know, the webinars or whatever, with the business managers, but that must be done. We must roll it out. We must have a timeline.
And yeah, Laverne, what I want to know is when it comes to something like
my time.
Okay, yes, Sean, I'm sorry. But,
and Wendy on the stack, please.
This will have to be later.
Well,
I know that I allowed others, but I think that you did ask a question earlier, so I'm going to go on to George and then Wendy.
The LSBs do have a role within the bylaws of approving the budget, and if they want to take it on, you know, the approved budget is the basis for transferring funds back from the received account to the to be expended account. So if they want to do it, they can actually have a major role in the process. That's all I have.
I will be going. That's the biggest reason that I'm undertaking a pretty grueling trip over the next 2 weeks in order to visit three of the stations that I have not yet visited. And I've told Houston that I'll be coming there in March in conjunction with their 40th anniversary, because I think that it is important that they're able to attach a face and a person that they can get in contact with about their concerns and about rolling this out.
Okay.
It'll be good to see you there.
All right, and Wendy is next.
I just wanted to point out that this board passed this motion overwhelmingly, and what we need to be doing now is supporting our executives in implementing. And so I think that the debate is healthy, but we have a whole lot of other stuff to get onto tonight, and we talked about it an awful lot last time. So I suggest that we just help them make it happen, and
that's
then if you don't like it, we're the board, and or you're the board, and you can reverse it. later, but you got to give it a chance.
No, that's why I want to ask a simple follow-up question.
Sean, sorry. You know, we have limited time. And
we are out of time, Grace.
Yeah, we're out of time. But you know, Sean, it's going to be a week, and you're going to be continuing on the board. You'll have plenty of time to talk about this with Arlene all next week.
It's a question they could answer in 5 seconds.
Okay.
I also have, Greg.
All right, go ahead. 5 seconds.
Yes.
See what the question.
When it comes to something like uniformed accounting procedures, could the ED or the CFO just declare that, or do we need a motion?
No.
That
should be a management issue.
Thank you for clarifying that.
We are out of time. I gave a 30-second window here. Leslie would like to ask a question. Is there any objection to Leslie asking a question? All right, go ahead, Leslie, and then we're off to we're going to continue on with the rest of the agenda.
Okay, one of the LSBs in the bylaws is supposed to receive quarterly financial reports, and traditionally we've gotten those from our business manager through the general manager. Can the LSBs be assured that they will be getting those reports now from the national office?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Now we're going to go on.
Grace?
Yes.
Grace, could I possibly have 30 seconds to add one thing to my report that I thought I said?
Sure, go ahead.
I just want to also say that I did talk to Muriel Tillinghast. She's expecting to accept our position. She's expecting to start February 1st, and we have sent her a letter of agreement, and we'll hopefully have that signed that first week. I thought I mentioned that, and I neglected to. Sorry.
Well, and just add, as the interim general manager of WBAI, because maybe everybody listening hasn't heard that.
All right.
As the interim general manager.
Okay, and Wendy, please, don't just pop out without being recognized. Okay, next is, is there any meeting info for the January in-person meeting? Wendy, do you have any further info?
I do. I wasn't expecting to give it, but I can tell you that the PNB meeting that's next weekend is going to be held at the Historical Society in Washington, D.C., and that the hotel that has been booked for all the board members is the Renaissance Hotel, Washington, D.C., which is at Penn Quarter Hotel. It's right across the street, I guess, from where the meeting is going to be. PFW apparently got a pretty good rate. I'm trying to find out if members that are coming from out of town can get that rate as well. If you're not on the board, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm finding out. But anyway,
Chris said that she was told today that are currently registered.
Okay, there was a big noise right then. Did you say all board members are currently registered?
Yes, they are.
Okay, but then what we also have, Arlene, is other people that aren't on the board come from out of town, and so a couple of them have contacted me to see if they could possibly get the Pacifica rate as well.
What she was told by, and the contact hasn't come through this office, it's been through WPFW, but he took care of two people that had already contacted us and was told that was the end of that rate, that the cutoff is today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's unfortunate because we just heard about this hotel today. But anyway, okay. Well, I'll see what else I can find out. But thanks, Arlene. The good news is that it's this wonderful, you know, PFW's partner, the Historical Society. We had another meeting there another time. It's a great facility, a wonderful historical building. I guess it's by the Convention Center in D.C. So the hotel, I guess, will be like walking distance from where the meeting is. So that's good.
It's literally right across the street is what I'm told.
Okay.
And I do want to remind everyone that we will begin on Friday morning with the board orientation, kind of training for board members, et cetera. So that's not on the meeting agenda, but don't forget that.